Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Basra, Perik Hei, Mishnah Zayin. Hamoicher Peiris Lachaveri, if someone sells Peiris, the Mishnah says Peiris, it doesn't necessarily mean apples, pears, and oranges. Peiris means produce. So someone sells Peiris to his friend, Moshach. The buyer did a kinyan called Meshicha. Literally, he pulled them. Where did he pull them from? Batanura explains. He pulled them from the Rosh Hashanah, a public street, into an area that in some way they both own. It could be a simta. A simta is an alley that's next to the public street, and it was made for this purpose, to make kinyonim. Or it could be he brought it from the Rosh Hashanah into a chatzah that they both own. So while he did the meshicha, but v'loy madan, he didn't measure exactly how much is in here. Then his kana, he acquires it. The sale is done. He doesn't know how much he bought. So the Batanura explains as follows. The buyer and the seller were both masking that he's paying so much per pound or so much per sack. It's just that he doesn't know how many sacks or exactly what was in the sack or whatever they made up. He knows what the price is per unit. He just doesn't know exactly how much he bought. So that's not a problem. Once he does Meshicha and he knows the price, it's his. Not the seller can change his mind, not the buyer can change his mind. However, Zakt, the Mishnah Vayter, Modad, if the seller, Taka, measured how much we have, we know exactly how much we have. Mavalei Mashach, the buyer didn't pull them in yet, didn't do Meshicha. From the Rishus Arabim into the Chatzar that he owns, or at least partially owns. Loi Kana. It's not a Kenyan. Even if it was already in the Kalim of the buyer, even if it was Bekalev Shalakeach, says the Bat Tanura, it's not his. Something can be in my Kali, but if it's in the Rosh Hashanah, I'm not koine it. Now, if the buyer himself measured it, then even in the Rosh Hashanah, he's koine it. He acquires it because that's a different type of kinyan. It's a kinyan of Hagbah. In other words, if the buyer took whatever he's buying from the seller's sack or the seller's barrels and put it into his own barrel, he gets it by lifting it. Vaitra Zakt Mishnah. Im Haya Pekeach, if the buyer, says the Bat Tanura, the Lokeach, was smart, he wants to make sure this sale is done quickly so the seller can't change his mind. Or let's say the buyer is scared, you know, if the market price for this goes up, the buyer is going to say, wait, let's renegotiate. Now it costs more. So what can he do? He's not in a position yet to be able to pull it into a reshus, which would work for Meshicha. So there's an Eitzah. Soicher es mekoyman, he can rent its place. This won't work in the Rosh Hashanah, because there's no one there to rent him the Rosh Hashanah. But here's the Eitzah. If he rents the property that the merchandise is laying on, so it's now his property, meaning it's the buyer's property. I rented this property. The merchandise is laying on my rented property. Automatically, I'm koine it, even without Meshicha, even without Hagbah, through a kinyan called kinyan chotzer. A person can use his chatzar to acquire metaltalim. And this is a much quicker way to do it than physically to start schlepping everything. Vayter zakt de Mishnah halokeach, if someone purchases pishton flax mechaveri from his friend, hareze loikona, it isn't legally his. He's not koine it. He doesn't acquire it. Achi yataltalenu, until he physically moves it, he picks it up and moves it, meimakim lemakim, from place to place. In other words, Hagbah. Hagbah is a stronger kinyan than Meshicha. Now, if I'm buying sacks of grain, Kubi was too heavy to lift. But the Gemara explains that being that flax is slippery, it like falls apart easily, so it was much more practical for them to pack it in smaller bundles. And once you can pick it up, because it's lighter, so Chazal say, you have to Hagbah, you have to do the kinyan of lifting it, as opposed to Meshicha. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. The im hoya bimechuba lekarka, but if the flax is still connected to the ground, v'tolash kol shehu, and the one who's buying the flax rips out even a small amount, kan he gets all of it. The Bat Tanura explains as follows: we're talking about a case where the moicher, the seller, said to the lekach, said to the buyer, "Can you make my land better? Can you improve my land? And you get all the flax that's on it." See, he responds by schlepping out a small bit of the flax, detaching a little bit of the flax. So now what happened? Oh, he's already working for the seller. That's worth money. We consider this money that the seller owes his worker money that's going to be used to rent the land for a short time. So it's as if he's renting the land, and automatically, once he rents the land, he gets the rest of the flax. The technicalities over here, you'll have to wait. You learn the Gemara and the Shittas and the Rishonim. What's Kinyan Chaser? What's Kinyan Agav? But basically, the Batanura explains, once he rents it, he can acquire other things along with the rental. Normally, what does Kinyan Agav mean? If I want to buy land, and there's also a chair on the land I want, or any other movable property, when I make the Kinyan on the land, I get the movable property also. So the Mefarshim have a little bit of a, try to explain this. The flax is attached to the ground. That's called movable property, but the answer is, since it's ready to be cut, we consider it like metaltalin. Okay, let's quickly chazer over our Mishnah. If someone sells Paris to a friend, and that friend does Meshicha, he pulls it from the Rishus Adam into a semi-private Rishus, either an alleyway that was designated for this purpose, or a chatzer that belongs to both of them, he has some ownership in it, that makes it his. Even though they didn't measure out how much it is, as long as there was a price, as long as they settled on a price. They settled on the price, he buys $5 a pound, to $10 a sack. If they didn't settle on a price, so the Meshicha doesn't count, because he never meant to be kind of it. He doesn't know how much the price is going to be. But if they made up a price, he doesn't know how much exactly he bought, then we say, okay, he feels good about this, and although he's yet to know how much he owes him, but if he did Meshicha, it's his, no one can change their mind anymore. If they did measure things out exactly, he knows exactly how many pounds, whatever they measured per unit, but he didn't do Meshicha yet, he's not kainet. Now, let's say it's just a lot to schlep over here, and he wants to be kainet quickly before the price goes up and the seller changes his mind. So the Mishnah told us if he was a pekeach, he should rent the area that the merchandise is laying on. Then it becomes his, and he's kainet it through a kinyan called kinyan chatzar. If it's in my chatzar, I'm kainet it, I don't have to move it. If you buy pishtan, and we explained by pishtan, it was easy to do hagbah because it was packed in small packages. You're supposed to do hagbah. If it was mechubal karkas, so what you can do is you rip out a little bit and the rest is his. How does that work? So we explained. The owner of the land said, can you work for me? Can you make my karka better? He starts ripping out a little bit. Now I owe my worker money. With that money, I rent the rest of the property. And memela, I'm coining it together with my rented property.